Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The urgency of climate change is forcing Democrats in Washington to make some tough choices. They're on the verge of dropping a key part of a climate change plan that President Biden hopes to present in just days to world leaders at a major UN climate change summit. They're struggling between the demands of progressives who want aggressive climate change policy and moderates such as West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who comes from a coal-producing state. And it could be the Democrats' only chance to act in what scientists say is a critical decade. Senator Tina Smith joins us now. She's a Democrat from Minnesota. Senator, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be with you.
Yes, thank you for being here. Senator, you drafted the provision that apparently is being left out of spending negotiations right now. It's called the Clean Energy Performance Program. It would allow utilities to transition to clean energy and fine those who don't. If it's not in the spending deal, can the U.S. meet its promises to reduce greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, as you said at the beginning, we are at a crucial moment, and nobody could see that more clearly than my constituents back in Minnesota who saw fires that kept the boundary waters closed and a massive drought. So this is a here and now crisis, not a future crisis. The Clean Electricity Payment Plan was and is a strong strategy for reducing emissions in the power sector, 80% in the next 10 years, and doing it in a way that keeps utility rates low for businesses and for families, which is so important as we think about how we want to move forward. But it's not the only way. And so as we go through these next really important days of negotiations, I think it's important that we keep our focus on what can we do to reduce emissions. The Clean Electricity Plan is a powerful way of doing that, but it's not the only way. And that's the work that we're doing right now, because if we don't do the Clean Electricity Plan, then we have to fill that hole. We have to find other ways of getting the carbon emissions reductions that we need to hit the president's goals.
Well, you will be presenting alternatives to progressives in a meeting this afternoon. We understand that some kind of carbon capture program is on the table. Will that be enough for progressives? There is this argument that this technology to reduce greenhouse gases is not yet proven to work.
You're absolutely right that there is a lot of innovation and research and development that we have to do so that carbon capture and sequestration, which is a strategy for capturing the carbon that comes off of power plants or industrial facilities, capturing that carbon and then storing it, and ideally at some point figuring out how to use that carbon in another way. But that's the whole point of what we need to do here. We need to put, I think, the United States on the forefront of the research and innovation that is going to be necessary if we're going to really lead this clean energy transition. My view of it is that given the crisis that we have, the deep need to dramatically reduce our carbon emissions, nothing should be off the table, and that we need to be looking at all options and then putting our full shoulder into the innovation and the research and development that we need. Now, none of these things are going to be able to accomplish our goals all at once. There's some excellent ideas around clean energy tax credits. Those will be powerful, but they won't be enough. Supporting carbon capture is going to be powerful, but it's not going to be enough. I think we need to look at expanding transmission, which is a great way of getting the excess capacity for renewable energy that's hanging out there but can't get connected onto the electric grid because the grid isn't big enough and resilient enough to do that. That's another great strategy.
All options on the table, but how critical would you say it is for the president to have a national plan to take to COP26?
Well, it's urgently important, not only because of what it does to create jobs and spur innovation and address the climate crisis here at home, which is deeply important, but we also know that we don't function on an island, and the United States leadership, the president's leadership when he goes to COP26, is going to be urgently needed if we're going to see other big carbon emitters understand that they need to get on board.
Senator Tina Smith is a Democrat from Minnesota. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.